Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Now, on Sunday, New South Wales government have announced the preferred route for the tunnel that's going to link Hartley to Blackheath. And joining us online, it is Sam Faraway from the New South Wales government. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Neil.
This is good news.
This is fantastic news. This comes after 12 months of Transport for New South Wales and the New South Wales government looking at the feasibility and scope and design of what the tunnel could look like. The options were two short tunnels or one 11-kilometre long tunnel, which would be the longest road tunnel in the country, longer than NorthConnex or WestConnex. And I think this is exactly what is needed in the Blue Mountains. It's exactly what is needed for the Great Western Highway upgrade and the vision and future for that highway. And this is the preferred route and design that the government are going with.
And we're talking about 30 minutes off travel time to Sydney.
Yeah, in peak periods, this will save with the duplication works that we have, which we will have underway later this year, early next year. In addition to the tunnel, we will have you will save 30 minutes in peak travel times in traffic, you know, in savings and obviously a significant reduction in traffic congestion.
Yeah, because it's just painful. It really is. If you're heading to Sydney for a Friday or something like that for the weekend, it can be a real bottleneck. Now, how much? What does this cost?
Well, firstly, we have the duplication works. So 34 kilometres of duplication works on the east and west end. So we're talking the from Blackheath through to Katoomba. We're going to duplicate that part of the highway as road surface upgrades. We're going to duplicate Lithgow through to Little Hartley, duplicate all that as well. And the tunnel will be where the lolly shop is, was, and is getting rebuilt.
Yep.
That's where you will enter and you'll come out the other side of Blackheath, and it'll be then dual carriageway through Medlow Bar through to Katoomba. The cost of the road duplication is $2 to $2.5 billion. In terms of the tunnel, it's going to cost a significant amount of money. It's going to cost probably around that $6 billion mark. The New South Wales government have already put in $2.5 billion from our previous state budget towards the tunnel, and I'll be starting now that we have a design and concept of what the tunnel looks like, I will start the discussions with the Commonwealth government to see if we can get the feds to chip in some money towards this.
Okay, good time to get them at the moment, I suspect. But that aside, what's the time frame?
So firstly, the duplication works on the 34 kilometres, they will start early next year. They will start in the first quarter of next year. We are hoping that if we wish to proceed with the tunnel, whoever funds it's one thing, but we will work that out behind closed doors. But we would hope that the tunnel could start within the next 18 months, and it would take obviously several years to build. But the thing here, Neil, is that we're now talking years in fixing the Great Western Highway, not decades. Mm. This option is deliverable. We'll see it in our lifetime. And as I said, this can be delivered in years, not decades.
All right. And the big information here as well is this is not going to be a tolled road.
That is correct. As we've said from the beginning, and it was a 2019 election commitment from the Nationals, is that that the Great Western Highway, with these improvements, wouldn't see a toll, and we certainly stand by that. One point that's really important to note is from the recent rain events, we saw it hit the rail network hard through the mountains. We saw Bell's Line of Road cut around the Hawkesbury and all those bridges. But then we saw the slips at Mount Victoria across Ferrybower Road, across that overpass in one lane in each direction, and one lane is cut. So we won't have that problem anymore with a tunnel, because the tunnel will go straight underneath Blackheath. It'll be dual carriageway at an increased speed limit from what you had at that point at Ferrybower Road. So this is building resilience into this highway. It is a critical east-west road corridor in New South Wales, and it's good to see that we've got some vision and we're starting to put some real dollars towards it.
Yeah, no one here is disagreeing with any of that. Sam Faraway is with me from the New South Wales government. This is fantastic news. Mate, I wish we could click our fingers and it was up and running right now, but obviously there'll be a lot of process to go through, community consultation, tenders to go out, etc.
Oh, no, definitely. We will start that process. As I said earlier, the duplication of the 34 kilometres, that is budgeted. That is an agreement with the Commonwealth. Doesn't matter what happens at the election. That is happening. That will happen. And then once we get that well in train, that project on its feet and going early next year, we will keep aiming towards the second project, which is the central section, which is the 11-kilometre tunnel. So one will complement the other. And then in years to come, when we get to the end, you will have what I think is a far superior piece of road infrastructure than what we have today.
I'm with the Minister for Regional Transport. It is Sam Faraway. Thank you very much for your time this morning, mate. Thanks for the update and great news.
Thanks, Neil.